Thank you, Tori.
Thank you so much, Mary.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Thank you. You know why I'm here. I'm a platinum sponsor. No, I'm kidding. Thank you all for coming. Travel's still a tough thing these days, so it really speaks to your passion and interest to drive distributed technology into every aspect of healthcare today. I'm a little concerned because so much of what Tori said is the backdrop for my conversation, and I feel like you're going to think we coordinated this, but we didn't, which is really scary. So when I was preparing for today, a colleague said to me, start with something provocative, a statement, but instead I'm going to ask you a couple questions. And this is audience participation here now, guys, okay? So how many of you trust healthcare? And I don't just mean your health system, I mean the government and pharmaceutical companies and insurance companies. Raise your hand. Small group here, kids. How many of you trust the person that provides you care? A few more, but not a big amount. So let's dig into that. What does that mean? Whoops. What is trust? It's the belief, a firm belief, in reliability, truth, and delivery from a person or an organization. And I challenge us to whether we, as healthcare, deliver on any of those attributes for our consumers. So, actually, we were a little worse than some research that Huron did, Huron Consulting. They found that 75% of consumers trust their provider, but half would switch for more respect and trust. Think about that. It's not access, it's not price. It's more than that. Those are table stakes, kids. So what's trust mean to a consumer in healthcare? What do they want? For 2/3, they want a single point of contact, which means ease. For another 71%, they want a single comprehensive medical record that they manage. So what that means is they want to participate. They see themselves as an active member of the healthcare team, not somebody that things are done to, but with. So we're in a unique position right now in our industry. We're at a unique time. There is a series of events going on that are driving us to make this change. We've got, as Tori said, huge amount of regulation that's coming in. Patient Care Act, TEFCA. We've got innovation happening with entrepreneurs coming into the industry as we've never seen before to help solve problems. We've got investment dollars pouring into this industry to try and find solutions. We've got consumers, a bolus of them, who are telling us they're unhappy and they're looking for something better. And finally, if that's not enough, we have administratively margin-crushing administrative expense nearing $300 billion a year in this country. Think about if we could just take a good portion of that and reallocate it back to where it belongs, caring for our citizens. So what does it mean? Blockchain, more importantly, distributed ledger technology, provides an amazing opportunity for us to do that. It is a trust-infused technology. Why? It's distributed. There's no single point of control or data lake. It allows providers who invested tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars in their electronic health records and the like to keep that. It stays the record of truth, but free the data for access when it's needed, data when it's needed, where it's needed, and how it's needed at the point of want. It's a single source of truth. There's provenance, there's security, and there's an immutable record. Some might think that's good, some might think that's bad, but it is immutable. No single party can change it once it's on the chain. And just the cherry on top, there's smart contracts, which means as long as terms of an agreement are met through a transaction, it immediately executes. It auto-executes. So it takes away that constant back and forth between parties. My records show this, your records show that. So for consumers, we can flow out, right? We've got to start with the basics. Right now, we don't have the basics when a patient walks in the door. We don't know if what we're going to do is going to be covered. We don't know if they've met their deductible, because none of that's real time, and none of it's accessible at point of care. So if we can start to deliver that, we start to deliver truth and trust for our patients. As we improve how we administer and free the data, we can let it flow to our patients. I'm waiting for my minute sign. So how do we get there? Like I said, we're at a precipice to make a change. But to do that, it's not just a technical problem. It's a we problem. We have to come together. It's not a single organization or a single tech company or even the government alone that can do this. We must collaborate. We need to experiment. You're going to hear a ton of that today on experiments, and we have to demonstrate it at scale. You build these networks, you build the network, you create the interoperability. It's not one electronic health record or two electronic health record companies creating that interoperability opportunity. It's the network. And networks are created by coming together. We are at a unique time. We need to overuse a phrase, lean in. We need to build frenemies. We need to collaborate. We need to question everything we do today, the processes, the forms, the technology we use, and ask ourselves, does it deliver on the promise? You know, today it takes nearly 2 years to implement a new technology on average in a health system. And I would wager to bet that if the bigger the health system, the longer that path is. That's like you buying the new iPhone and setting it aside in a drawer for 2 years. 2 years later, I bet you the technology's advanced and what you had isn't what could be. We need to think about why it takes so long. It takes 9 months to negotiate a contract. You know, I betcha if our lawyers and our government were told it's going to take 9 months for you to get an appointment, things might change. I'm asking you to create a better tomorrow for our people. They deserve it, we deserve it, and the people who are on the front lines deserve it. Thank you so much for letting me be here today and stump. Take a look at Avenir Health. We're trying to build the network. We've come together as payers and providers to invest. to make this network happen, and we'd certainly like you to join us in that effort. Thank you very much.